tell us, as you look at Steve McNair, he's lost weight, he's healthy again, he finally feels appreciated again. That seems to me to be a team that has a chance to really do quite well this year.
Well, I think what they have needed in Baltimore and Miami, because I saw both of them against the Chiefs the last couple of years, is the quarterback position. It has not been consistent. And he's bringing consistency there. And the thing is that I think that he doesn't have to introduce himself to the team there. You know, they know who he is. They know what he's accomplished. And they know that, he is an excellent quarterback. And you start with that as opposed to a question mark over a quarterback coming in. And I think in Miami it's the same situation. Culpepper is down there, and they have needed a quarterback. They've got an excellent defense in Miami, and they should have won more games than they did. But I think that in both cases, these guys are going in there, and they were well accepted, I think, right away by their teammates, because their teammates, you can't fool the team. You know, you can fool the fans and that, but you can't fool a team. They know what you need, and they know that if the quarterback is not consistent, then you're not generally going to go deep into the playoffs. And I think that both of those teams feel right now that they have that quarterback. I remember when Art Modell owned Baltimore and he got Elvis Gerbeck, he thought, well, this is the missing link that we need. Well, I said, maybe you should have studied him a little longer, but because I don't think Elvis really wanted to play at that stage of his career, but he did like the money, but he was not the answer to the situation there.